Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's very buzzy, isn't it? Can you hear it?
Home. Yeah.
Is it the fridge? Is the fridge shut properly? Because I never shut the fridge properly. Yeah, it is. It's all right.
Can't hear it.
No. You can't hear it with the naked ear. Just with your eyes. Hello, I'm Sean Connery. I'm James Bond.
Don't forget to do your combat warrior.
I'm a combat warrior because I am James Bond.
Hello.
Hello, I'm James Bond.
Hello, James Bond.
Hello, you're James Bond too. I just got back from a mission, Moneypenny.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, you're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome along to Owls Talk. Jesus, that is loud. That is so loud. I think it's actually loud. That's the problem. Hello, welcome to Owls Talk. Episode number eight. I am Neil, and this is James.
Hello, everybody.
So we're at number eight, James.
Number eight.
That's good. That's good. I think even James Bond would approve of that. So tell me, let's get stuck straight in. Tell me a little bit about how we're doing on iTunes and stuff.
On iTunes, we got featured top in the sports category, Neil.
Get in.
New and noteworthy.
Now it sounds like I set that up so that we could boast about it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just get rid of this house music. That's ridiculous. So number one in the iTunes charts for what?
We were number one for sports and for games and hobbies.
I don't like being in the hobbies section.
You're a hobbyist.
No, I'm
and
not.
And we were also second in comedy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because we're not funny.
Oh, I don't know. You can be.
That is ridiculous. So we're in three charts then on iTunes.
Yep.
That's amazing. And unbelievable what people listen to these days.
And we're getting lots of listens. And as well, I was checking the stats, Neil, and we're getting listens in Thailand now.
Well, we all know who that will be. Oh, dear.
What do you think he's going to say?
What?
What do you think that Chansiri will say if he's been listening to it?
No, it's not Chansiri. What are you on about? Oh, you've lost the plot, you have. It's not Chansiri that's listening from Thailand.
Right, who's listening in Thailand then?
It'll be a... I can't say, but... I can't say. Let's just say he's a bit of a rambler. Do you get it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He rambles a lot on his rambles.
On his rambles.
That's right. And it's where the Beatles used to play. That's right. I've just said that's right twice in a really bad way. That's right.
Yeah.
Gotta stop doing that. We've been listening to in Thailand. Anywhere else?
I thought it would be Chansiri because it was the episode that we titled "Going on the Piss with Chansiri" that was that started being listening to.
Oh, fair enough.
So yeah,
I can't actually remember that episode at all.
It's the one with the girl singing.
Oh yes, I remember now. Very good.
Yeah, so I think he's been listening and wondering what the hell he's bought.
I'll tell you what he has bought. Oh, I can't find my jingle. Shit, I've got a new jingle machine and I can't do it. Hang on, we're going to have to rewind that a little bit. I know what I did. Right, okay. So I'll tell you what he might have bought. No, that don't work either, does it? Oh, anyway, I'll just press this button.
Listen. Grot bangers trumper.
Wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth it. The payoff wasn't worth the...
Doesn't make sense.
The build-up.
Grot bangers trumper.
That's ridiculous. So, does it tell you what other countries we've been listening to in?
Lots of them. We've been listened to around the world.
That's ridiculous.
It is crazy.
Hello, world.
We have a lot of expat fans, obviously, Sheffield Wednesday. But
well, that's good, because it's Paddy's Day today when we're recording it, isn't it?
Well, not today, but it's the week of Paddy's Day.
That's it, then. So, happy Pat. Is it Paddy's Day, you say to him?
Expats.
Expats?
Expat St. Pat's Day.
I've got a feeling, I think it's just dawned on me that the two aren't related.
No.
Oh my god.
This has been the worst start to any podcast we've ever done.
No, it's been the worst start to any podcast anyone's ever done. Let's face it. Let's put some house music on. So does it tell you what other countries we've been listening to, or have I just asked you that?
You just asked me that.
Excellent. So what other countries are we listened in?
Australia, US, Spain, Denmark and Sweden, France.
You're just naming countries.
Yeah.
Alright, fair enough.
But they're the ones we've been listening to in.
Fair enough. So, welcome aboard, anyone that's listening to yous.
That I do have to point sense. Out, it's Jowl on...
Jowl.
Yeah, Jowl. He's,
hi, Jowl. Hello, Jowl.
He's posted a review, thanks for that, Jowl. He's pointed out that we are apparently in the professional category in iTunes.
Why are we in there?
Well, a couple of people have said this, and I need to point out that it's not that the podcast is professional. Because
trading standards.
Because it's not. Yeah. It's because it's about a professional sports team.
Right, okay.
So we're listed correctly. Unlike the Wednesday Week, who have listed as an amateur sports podcast.
Why have they done that?
I don't know. It's ambiguous when you're setting it up, isn't it?
I know, eh?
Ooh, Anne.
Oh my god. Even I can't be asked to listen to this. So, yeah, fantastic. So tell us what's coming up on this week's podcast.
This week we got... some notes here, Neil, that you've written down just before we started.
This is the first time we've ever prepared people, so get ready for this, a blockbuster of a podcast.
When you say prepared, it was literally you brain farting onto a whiteboard.
Yeah, but like, we're already starting to sound corporate. I don't want none of that business.
So yeah, your brain fart started with Siggy Johnson.
Yeah, class.
Then Marwood or Yarwood.
Yeah.
Is Forestieri hairy or starry?
I can't wait for that. I can't wait for it.
Reader, reader.
Yeah.
As in reader and reading.
Yeah.
Samido Supermarket.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm looking forward to this, Neil, because we've been going on about it for 2 weeks now. The Alan Biggs interview that you've done.
Yes.
Online at alanstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Alan Talk FM.
I don't think I'm going to make it onto Radio 1 anymore. I think I've lost the skills with the jingles. Unbelievable.
It's a new jingle soundboard you got, isn't it?
It is, and it's supposed to react to your finger, but it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike my ladies. So let's talk about, first of all, Bannon's red card.
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, not the card. The referee puts it back in his pocket. Yeah, I have, yeah.
The incident.
Yes, I have. What do you think?
It's harsh, isn't it?
No, it's a two-footed lunge on his ankle. So he, like, he just runs at full pelt and he dives in.
It's not two-footed though, is it?
It is, he's off the floor and everything. It's like kung fu.
He's got a trailing leg, so he's not two-footed.
It's like Kung Fu Panda. The new one's out, Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, great.
Are you going to see it?
They've made a sequel. It was crap in the first place.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I thought it was a justified red card, to be fair. It was straight red, was it?
Straight red, yeah.
Straight red. Straight red.
I don't think you can appeal it, because I think it would have been a yellow card.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if you appeal that, then there's not... The referees, or the people sticking up for the referees, aren't going to... say, well, it should have been a yellow card, not a red.
Yeah, that's true. But I did think it was, I thought that was justified. I thought it was a justified sending off, James.
But yeah, I'm watching it now. I've literally got it here.
James has got a new iPad, people.
Yes.
Just thought I'd mention that, because he'll probably be mentioning it all the way through this podcast.
But on my new iPad, I'm watching it, and he does have a trailing leg. His leg is going underneath his ass as he's going on the floor. It's not high.
I used to travel down snowy hills like that. So, like, I'd crouch down, right? I'd kind of balance on one foot, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'd put, my left leg out straight with my foot up, almost as if I'm going into a Nottingham Forest defender's ankle.
Yeah.
And then I'd crouch down on one foot and then I'd just like skid down the hill, James.
Great.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
You've not lived.
You've not lived until you've done that. It's good. It gives you the balance and the control, unlike with Bannon, who got sent off as a result.
Yeah, but I think it's a yellow card because for the sole reason that his studs are showing as he's going in.
He went in at some pace as well, though, didn't he? So, I don't know. I think a referee is always going to send a player off for doing that.
But then you look at the players around him as well, and all they're doing is reacting to the ball and chasing the ball down. They're not appealing for a card.
Who? The Forest players?
The Forest players.
Hmm.
And even the crowd didn't seem to react.
Hmm. It's unlucky, though, isn't it? It's another red card. So that's like, how many red cards in how many days? It's ridiculous.
It is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. We're not like a dirty team, either. It's not. I don't think it's like a dirty team, is it? It's like, Forestier is with a diving, mostly.
Yeah.
Bannon's obviously a straight red for lunging in like he did. I thought it looked like he were off the ground with like 2 feet, but if you're saying it's not on your new iPad, who am I to argue on your new iPad?
Yeah, I don't think it's worth appealing because we'll get the frivolous appeal thrown at us in an extra game ban, which we don't want.
That is true.
This is the Al Stork podcast.
So, shut up. So, 3-0 versus Forest, that's a good result.
That is a good result.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really good result. It's much needed at the time as well because it was just like we were just going off the boil a little bit and starting to worry.
Yeah, we needed something to pick everyone back up again, didn't we?
Yeah, but I think this season is going to be fine. I think we're going to be playoffs easy.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just think we'll do in the playoffs.
It's all about who we're going to play in the playoffs now.
Who do you think? Who would you like?
Oh, It's a difficult one, isn't it? It's wherever you come, it's just a lottery. The playoffs is all just a lottery. I reckon, no, we've got Derby's up there, aren't they? And
why have you got two Apple devices in your hand? what are you doing?
I'm reading, I'm multitasking you.
Jesus Christ. It's like an Apple Superstore open day, this.
It's because I've got my new iPad and my phone.
And your iPhone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just looking who is up there. And obviously Burnley and Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough's gone a bit mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, nuts. Absolutely nuts.
I reckon Middlesbrough might struggle and Hull might go in that place. Hull or Brighton?
Yeah, I think Hull. I don't think Brighton. I think Hull, definitely.
It's who we're going to play out of them. And I don't really fancy playing any of them, but on our day we can beat any of them.
So we can, yeah. I think it's going to be different to like previous years and stuff because like normally when we get into like big massive games, you worry, don't you? Because it's like a typical Wednesday way.
Yeah.
Get up to like, I don't know, a massive, you know, semi-final and lose and stuff. But I think, like you say, right now, on his day, we can beat anybody.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I think the vibes there in the club, I think it's good. I think we can do well. What do you think?
I think that the vibes there, and particularly around the fans as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I've not seen a more positive season in years.
That is very true. Everyone's having a party.
Even the last season we got promoted, when we came up, I don't think that fans were as positive as they are now.
If you took a well-known confectionery sweet, right, and then you did some drawings with it of Sheffield Wednesday players,
yeah,
right, and then you gathered your friends round in your house and you had drinks and put some music on and looked at this confectionery-based painting.
A painting now, yeah.
What did I say it were before? Well, it's like...
It's a confectionery treat that... Is it that I've drawn?
No, you just put the confectionery together.
Right.
In a really clever way, really nice way, of some Sheffield Wednesday players on your floor, and then you get your friends round, and you have a drink and put some music on. Do you know what that is? It's an arty-smarty party.
That is terrible.
It's edible as well. So, you know, once you've finished admiring the sweet carpet on the floor, then you can eat it. You'd want to go to that party, wouldn't you? Let's face it.
It's better than the party where Sophie Ellis Bextor was found dead on a French footballer's floor.
What?
It was murder on Zidane's floor.
Oh, no.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
You can't do jokes like that. Because it's rubbish.
It's better than yours.
It's not. Everybody wants to come to my arty smarty party.
All you do is think of three words that rhyme and then try and construct something to get to those three words.
That's what Michael McIntyre does. Oh, my God. Ah, dear. I've got on this whiteboard here, James.
Yes.
Kids tickets. Tell me about that.
Kids tickets. Well, apparently there's been a band of Sheffield Wednesday fans.
Yes. Not the Sheffield Wednesday band.
Just, no.
By band, you just mean an organisation. A formal organisation set up with membership cards.
A band of Sheffield Wednesday fans that have been buying...
You said buying then, like Bob Marley, like an iron in Zion.
Yeah.
That's how you said it.
That.
Okay.
But they've been buying concessionary tickets, like kids' tickets.
Say the same again, the whole sentence, but do it in a reggae style like Bob Marley would, like in Iron Lion Zion.
Yeah, man.
No, oh, that's racist. Oh, my God.
I've been to Bob Marley's house.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was he in?
No.
Did you go around for an arty smarty party?
Actually, technically he is in because his mausoleum's there.
His muzzle?
His mausoleum.
Mausoleum?
Yes. So technically his remains are there.
But he's just fast asleep.
He's dead asleep.
Chilling. Chilling.
Yeah. So kids' tickets.
No, that story was chilling. That's what I meant. Go on then, kids' tickets.
So a group of Sheffield Wednesday fans have been buying concessionary tickets for away matches, even though they're adults and they don't fit into that concessionary band. And getting away with it for a long time.
How do you know for a long time?
Because people have said in threads on Al's Talk, Neil.
How do you do it? Don't they ask you for your age when you buy a ticket?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. So we've got
you could go into the shop and buy tickets for your kids now, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
So they've been doing that and most clubs don't check as you're going in.
Why?
Because it just takes time, doesn't it? Or they don't have the technology to. So people have been going in for like these, I don't know, 15 quid kids tickets instead of 25, 30 quid or more.
Yeah.
And
spending the rest on beer.
Yeah.
Respect.
And then throwing that all around on the concourse.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, apparently at Forest, it's one of the first times that they've ever got caught doing it.
So Forest are the only club that's really checking?
Yeah.
Wow. Does that mean it's all over for the concessionary ticket users?
I don't think every club's going to check, are they?
They might do after this.
Yeah.
We broadcast to Thailand and Sweden. People are going to hear about this now, James.
But do you think it's fair? That's the argument. That's the debate.
I think on a wider scale, the Premier League have just announced for the next 3 years, starting next season, that away tickets are going to be limited to £30 in charging, innit?
Yeah, for the next 3 years.
So they can't charge any more than £30 for the next 3 years, and they've agreed to that, which I think is too much. I still think it's too much. I think the 20s Plenty campaign, I think they had it right. 20 quid to go to an away game.
The difference is that in the Premier League, that they were charging like 60, 70, 80 quid for tickets, a lot of clubs.
Yeah, yeah, no, but I think Championship, away game, I think 20 quid. I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think that the Football League has to follow suit, and I think that they'll have to follow suit at a cheaper price because you can't value Championship football at the same price as Premier League.
No, so I think it should be 20 quid anyway. So I have some sympathy with people wanting it cheaper, and some people can't afford it. So, like, you know, I think doing the old child's ticket trick.
This has been a debate again in the non-SWFC football news section of whether it's fair to home fans.
Well,
to sit in the equivalent seating and pay more than double.
How do you mean? So like now it's 30 quid.
Well, say you're an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Right. You're going to a home match. You're paying 90 quid for a ticket, and then in the equivalent seating at the opposite end of the ground, there's someone paying 30 quid for that same ticket.
Well, that just tells you that football's just too expensive. Regardless of all the fans that say, you know, stop moaning about ticket prices and stuff, football is way too expensive. Or is it? Because, like, you look at theatre and you look at gigs and you look at other entertainment. How do you value... Well, I know how you value it. It's whether or not the tickets sell.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if the tickets are selling, then you know that the pricing's right. Or the products,
right. So then is there an argument that because we have 10,000 or more spare seats every match,
To lower it.
To lower it.
I would lower the price anyway, right, of all football, but I would lower the price at Hillsborough to get more in and fill the empty seats if we had our own catering contract, which meant that the more people you get in, the more people buy pies and beers and stuff, so the more money that the club makes directly.
Yeah.
And that's another reason that I would do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I would do it.
Which also is backed up by Ramon, who's started a thread. Is it Ramon? On Owl's Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hurst who scored it, started a thread. The last 12 matches where we had more than 30,000 people in, we've either won or drawn.
Have we?
Yeah, we've not lost in the last 12 matches with more than 30,000 fans in the stadium.
That's a really interesting statistic, and I would have kind of expected that, but it's nice to hear it confirmed, I guess.
Yeah. And the majority we've won as well. What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 12 we've won.
Bloody hell. See, that's what happens when Wednesday fans are in the
12th man effect.
The what?
The 12th man effect.
What's a man effect?
Man effect.
Oh.
The effect of the 12th man.
Got you. I got you. I misunderstood there. So...
Owl's Talk. Got any stubs, matey?
So tickets... this kids' ticket thing, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I can see why people would do it, because football is expensive. It's just cheekily getting a cheap ticket, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they've said in this thread that there's no kind of recourse. You don't get stopped going in. They just make you pay the difference. So you may as well try it. And if you get stopped on your way in, just pay the extra tenner or whatever.
Are you starting a campaign? just start a campaign for the only away tickets sold now are going to be child ones, and then if you get caught, you just pay the difference. Is that what you're saying? Campaign to take a chance, to take a chance.
I'm not advocating it. I'm saying that I can understand why people are doing it with the price of football.
No, you started a campaign that you are advocating this new campaign of yours, right? Not Owl's Talks, yours, of take a ticket chance campaign, aren't you? That's what you're doing.
You've just made though. It sounds like, Neil, something that Donald Trump would come up with.
Oh, I've heard from him today.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello, all you Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. Donald Trump here. You are listening to the Owl Stalk podcast.
See?
Thanks, Donald.
That was a real Donald Trump. It was the real Donald Trump, James. That was the real one.
That should lead us on to the Marwood or Yarwood suggestion that you came up with on your whiteboard there, Neil.
Okay, one second.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, you're listening to Owls Talk FM.
The problem with this jingle machine is I don't know which ones have the music on and which ones are just people talking. So like for a proper break in between chats, should we call them chats?
Chats? Chat. Is it a chat? Is it friendly banter?
No, it's not banter. It's a chat.
Classic banter.
No, well, it's not classic. It's terrible. So like, I want the bits with the music on. So I only know that I was talking FM 1. I don't know the rest. That's ridiculous.
You should label them better.
So yeah, I will do.
With a little label printer on the front of your iPad.
I've just realised my battery on my iPad's running out as well. That is bad timing. Very bad timing. Marwood or Yarwood, James?
You're going to have to explain the concept of this idea, Neil.
Really simple, right? Really simple. You have to, and you can be the player. Okay, so I'll be the judge. I'll be the compare of Marwood or Yarwood. Okay, and then...
You're the comparing Marwood or Yarwood?
Yeah, I'm the compare. So let's do this again.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, you're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of Marwood or Yarwood.
Yay!
Yeah. So, the rules are very simple, James. Okay, this is James, our contestant. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hello, James. Right, okay. I'm going to do an impression, okay? And you have to decide if it's Brian Marwood or Mike Yarwood. Okay.
This isn't how you explained it to me earlier, but let's go.
I've literally no idea what this is. It just literally says Marwood or Yarwood on this whiteboard.
This is what I was saying earlier about you just thinking of things that rhyme and constructing something to get to it.
Yeah. Right, okay, you ready? So this is like your first impression. Are you ready? Get ready. This is going to be good. Right. Marwood or Yarwood, are you ready?
Okay, go on.
Hello, I'm Lee Bullen. I do some training with the kids.
Now, is Brian Marwood doing impressions too?
You can't ask questions. You've just got to say Marwood or Yarwood. Is it Brian Marwood or is it Mike Yarwood?
That's Yarwood.
Nope, it's Brian Marwood doing an impression of Lee Bullen. Lee Bullen, that is, so that's no point so far.
So Marwood is doing impressions too.
It's you can't not, ask questions. You're not allowed to ask
but
questions.
Yarwood's the impressionist.
Moving on to number two. Are you ready? This is number two. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, go on.
Hello, I'm James Bond. James Bond. I've just got back from a mission.
That's definitely Yarwood.
That's no, it's Brian Marwood doing an impression of James Bond there. So that's none out of two. Okay, so this is your final one. This is like your Jeopardy one, so you can't get this wrong, otherwise you're disqualified, okay?
Okay.
So it's all or nothing on this one. So James, is this Brian Marwood or is it Mike Yarwood? Are you ready? Go on.
Hello! I'm no.
Why did you stand like you were about to have a poo to do that?
No, I was trying to. I don't want to do this anymore. This is such a terrible idea. This is your big chance question as well. Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Right, you ready? Oh, my God.
I'm actually crying.
Right, you ready? Are you ready? If anyone walked in on us now in this kitchen doing this...
If this is the quality of Marwood or Yarwood, I can't wait for his Forestieri Harry.
I don't think this will make it onto next week's podcast, to be fair, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to play this, James. Right, this is your Double Jeopardy one. This is for double points, okay?
You won
none out of three so far. This is your third one. Okay, you ready?
Yep, go on.
Right, I'm just...
Why are you doing the stance?
Because I'm revving myself up, because I've got to, like... I've become the person.
I'll shut up then, go on.
I've become the person. It's like method acting. Are you ready? Right, okay, ready. No, wait! I can't do it!
I wish people could see this.
Are you ready?
Right, I'm gonna show. Get myself together.
Right, okay. Oh God, he's killing me. Right, are you ready? This is it. This is your big finale of is it Marwood or is it Yarwood in this week's Marwood or Yarwood? Right, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, serious now.
Hello.
Come on, you've got to be serious. It's a serious competition. Oh, dear. Right, okay. Oh, come on now. Come on, keep it together, James. Keep it together.
I can't look.
You can't giggle in my kitchen.
I can't look at you whilst you're doing it.
Oh, dear. Take your microphone around and face away from me. Okay. All right, are you ready?
I'm going, yeah.
Are you ready? Okay. This week's... big finale on Marwood or Yarwood. Right. Let's get myself into character. Right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello! I'm Derek Geary.
No.
Hello, I'm Derek Geary.
I can't do the bloody accent.
Hello, I'm Derek Geary, and it's St. Patrick's Day this week, so hello.
James, is that Marwood or is it Yarwood?
Sort of like Jimmy Cranky.
What are you saying? So you've got a guess now. Is that Brian Marwood or is it Mike Yarwood, the famous impersonator?
That's definitely Brian Marwood.
No, it's Mike Yarwood. You have lost the game. So that's none out of three. That was terrible.
So basically the whole concept of this is you doing impressions... I wouldn't say badly. And then guessing whether it's an impression by somebody else. Yeah. One of who's an impressionist, the other one isn't.
He's a right winger. Or is he a left winger? No, he's a right winger.
Right winger.
Right winger, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, none out of three, James.
This is the Al Stork Podcast.
Oh, dear.
I've actually gone lightheaded to the point where I nearly fell over. The only thing that can top that off, Neil, is if you do the Morgan Freeman impression that you did earlier.
I can't remember how to do that. I can't remember how to do Morgan Freeman. Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I was in The Shawshank Redemption.
Why is he start off Scottish?
I don't know. I forgot his accent.
Is Scottish the only accent you could do?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait for that next week.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, let's move on, because that was, quite frankly, unbroadcastable. It was... But should we scrub my word versus your word?
No,
off,
no,
off?
Definitely, definitely not. You're doing that every week for the rest of your life.
No way. They're literally the only impressions I can do. So let's talk about Pop on the Cop.
Pop on the Cop is a new feature.
Is it?
Owl's Talk, yeah.
Oh, is this going to be a regular thing, do you reckon?
It seems so. It says week one in the title of the thread.
Right, okay. So let's explain Pop on the Cop. So this is on owlstalk.co.uk on the website.
Yes, in the music section.
So to see the music section, you have to be registered as a member and log in. And then it all appears, doesn't it? Like magic. It appears to members only.
It is literally magic.
Okay, so in the music section, who's started this off?
Wildsmith Thing.
All right, Wildsmith Thing, thank you for your contribution to life.
It's a bit of a confusing one to talk about.
Well, I looked
so I'm now regretting picking it.
I looked at the thread earlier, and it looks like he's done about 6 hours' work on the initial post.
Yes.
He's done quite a lot of work on this and a lot of preparation, and it sounds exciting.
Yeah, so basically what he's done is he's picked out some hit singles from across the years that happened in this week in past years.
Right, okay.
If you get what I mean. And then he's made a top 20 list and made a playlist of them.
Yeah.
And what you do is you listen to them and then choose which one you would hypothetically buy of this list, which one you prefer, and he makes a chart out of it.
Jesus.
So yeah, he's...
That's just...
He's putting a lot of work into it.
Okay, so, right, okay. So, say, he's got, like, say, five songs. One's from 1971, from this week in 1971, and one's from, like, 1980. And there's a list of songs, and you have to vote, essentially, by virtually buying them.
Yeah, off him by sending him a message. I think we should...
By sending him a message? Why can't we just vote?
I think we should do this as a poll. I think I will help him out and put a poll on this or something.
Yeah, we need to do it as a vote, because, like, just sending him a message, he's going to get his inbox flooded with, like, Duran Duran!
Yeah. And then he'll get to 100 messages and not be able to reply to anybody, just like all the moderators.
Yeah. So let's go through it then. So this week in the past, there was... How many is he listed?
20.
Jesus Christ! This ain't going to work. He needs to smooth it down to 5, James.
Yeah, 10 at the most, eh?
So this is Pop on the Cop?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So tell me about who we've got to vote for or by this time around.
Okay, to vote for this time, you've got Amen Corner with If Paradise Is Half As Nice.
Do you know that song?
No, I listened to it earlier, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's got Canned Heat, Going Up in the Country.
Never heard that one. Have you? Have you listened to it?
I heard it earlier, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
I don't think that's going to get many votes. What else we got?
Classic, Fleetwood Mac's Albatross.
I'd rather Jack.
Yeah.
Than Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I don't like Albatross. Don't like it. It's been played to death, and it's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it?
It's very old-fashioned, isn't it, now?
They've done better.
Yeah. Herman's Hermit, Something's Happening.
Don't know that one. I know the band. I like Herman's Hermits.
Yeah. Good. Engelbert Humperdinck, The Way It Used To Be.
Let's pass on that one.
Isley Brothers, Guess I'll Always Love You.
Jesus. Did you know this kid, Pop on the Cop, right? Yeah. Why didn't you pick some good pop instead of that, like, flat American soda?
To be fair, yeah. He has also gone through and listed little things that have happened in this week, in the past, in different years.
Why? That's why. The whole point in this game, Pop on the Cop, it should be, look, here's five songs from the past, this week. Is it a weekly thing, this?
Yes, yeah.
Great. So it's like five... it should be, hi, everyone at House Talk, here's five songs from this week in past years. Vote for which one you think is the best. And then pick five of the best ones.
Yes.
Right now, I've not heard of any of these.
Well, have you heard of Marv Johnson with I'll Pick a Rose for My Rose?
Of course not. Who's heard of that one?
Manfred Mann, Fox on the Run.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Are these number... These aren't even number ones. These are just songs.
That's a good question. They're not number ones.
Why has he picked Marvin Johnson picking a rose from a rose? That doesn't even make sense.
No.
Oh, my God. Any good ones at this 20?
Good ones. There's actually... We mentioned last week the song Where Do You Go To My Lovely. That's on the list.
Yeah, we did we mention that last week?
Yeah, and it was because we couldn't... Remember, it was Peter Sarstedt.
So yeah, try saying that when you've had a beer.
Yeah,
Peter Sarstedt.
Can't say it now.
Sarstedt.
Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like an Ofsted report.
There's also novelty songs like Obla Dee Obla Da.
No, I hate that. I hate that song.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Hate it.
I had to learn that in infant school.
Did you?
Yeah, it was one of the first songs I ever remember having to learn in a music class.
Oh God! What? Just singing it?
Yeah.
Why would they make you sing?
And it was terrible.
Oh my word. Was the teacher playing the piano as well?
Yeah. I think we had to do recorder or something.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. Obla Dee Obla Da, recorder. I couldn't think of anything worse other than Marwood or Yarwood.
Yeah. And then there's Lily the Pink.
Yeah.
Good ones, let's see. We've got Nina Simone to Love Somebody. Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life.
I don't like that. I love Stevie Wonder, but I don't like that song.
Nah.
Just don't...
It's all right. It's one of the better ones on this whole list.
I would agree with that, because the rest of them are just like Marv Johnson picking a rose from my... What was it, that one? What was the title?
Old Marv Johnson, I'll Pick a Rose for My Rose.
That is just so 1970s. You're going to tell me it came out in the 60s now, aren't you?
I haven't got a clue.
Me neither. Marv Johnson. It sounds like a basketball player.
Yeah. So what you need to do is go into that thread and... Tell him that he's done too many songs.
I'm not going to take part in this, James. I refuse. What do you call that when you refuse?
Abstain.
I'm abstaining from this until it's sorted out. It's too messy, this Pop on the Cop. You liked his logo, though, didn't you?
Yeah, because the owl. He's put the owl, like...
The Sheffield Wednesday owl.
Yeah.
In the word.
The 70s design one, in the word, for the O. Like on the top of Owl's Talk.
Yeah. But, so he's used the round... owl face from the logo as a O, letter O.
But he's done it with the P and the P on either side.
Yeah.
So using the I's as O's too, it looks like it says poop on the cop.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hang on. Someone's at the door. Hello, hello, hello.
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 Oda here.
Hi, Oda.
Hello.
All right, cheers, cunt. Bye.
Oh, he never stays, does he?
No.
Just always goes. That is so bad. We need to stop doing that. We need to stop doing that. Okay, so moving on our talk, we have special mention for a thread, which I think is very interesting. Okay, I'll tell you about it.
Owlstalk.co.uk, turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
So, James,
yes.
Tell us about the thread, which is called, which do you buy the best quality of? Is that what it's called?
It's called, what do you always buy the best quality of?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Go on then, anyway. So, what do you always buy the best quality of? I've got some suggestions for this.
You do you? This is Taz, who stole it from, as an idea from Reddit, because I saw this thread on Reddit the other day.
It doesn't matter. We'll recycle it. Well done, yeah. Taz. Nice one, Taz. Hello, Taz.
Yeah. So Taz has suggested bin bags, shower gel and ham.
Okay. Okay. But he's not, has he mentioned the brands?
No, he's not, actually.
Well, what's he on about with bin bags, then? Oh, I get it, yeah. Because some of them get thin ones...
Yeah, if you get cheap bin bags, they split all over.
Have you ever done that, where you're taking your waste products to the bin? Taking the bin out?
I haven't, but some people in this apartment block do, because when I go to the bin shed, there's always rubbish splattered everywhere.
Maybe they just... Yeah. Yeah. So, bin bags.
Yeah.
I bet he buys them garden ones, because they're indestructible.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Them refuge. Big, black, rubber things.
Yeah.
What else did he say? Shower gel.
Shower gel, yeah.
I tell you what about shower gel that really pisses me off, right?
Oh, is, God.
Why do they make shower gel, right? Why do they make shower gel that smells or is the flavour of food? Tell me that.
What food?
Chocolate. Chocolate shower gel.
What? Where are you getting chocolate shower gel from?
Asda.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know why I said that. A bit too excited then, weren't I? Like, Asda shower gel. Asda shower... I've said it again. Asda shower... I can't stop saying it.
Asda.
Chocolate shower gel. Chocolate. It's like, why would you...
It's just repeating words.
Well, it's not just chocolate. It's things like strawberry sundae surprise shower gel and like lemon curd. It's like, why would you have food...
Why are you buying this?
Because you've got to try it, though, haven't you? Let's be honest. You have. You've got to give it a go. You can't just be prejudiced about shower gel.
No, you don't have to try it, because what you do is you buy original source mint and tea tree.
Yeah, that's another one. That's a food.
Yeah, but once you've had that, you never go back, because that
it's the same
tingle
you affect. It's the same brand. You know the same brand where you get mint and tea tree, yeah. Right? They also do lemon. They do something like lemon curd and then like chocolate Nutella surprise or something like that.
No, it's not that. No, once you've had the mint one, you can't go to anything else.
No, it is good that.
You get tingly balls. It's great.
It is good that. It is. You do get tingly balls. You do get very tingly balls. Listeners, if you want tingly balls, go and get mint and tea tree. What is it? Mint and what?
Mint and tea tree original source shower gel.
That's it. There's a plug. We need to charge
other
them for
brands
that.
Are available.
No, they're not. You can just buy that one or the chocolate Nutella surprise version. Have you not seen them then?
I think that you've just been spreading Nutella on yourself in the shower again.
Do you remember that program where they were the city sauna?
Oh God, yes. one of the funniest programs I've ever seen.
Guys, if you listeners, if you have not seen this program, you must find it out as soon as this podcast's finished.
What was it called? A Very British Brothel.
A Very British Brothel. It's all about
Channel 4.
City Sauna in Sheffield. And the bit that made me absolutely crease was one of the girls got a telling off over the phone from the lady that runs the place because she'd had haddock chowder in the bath with a client. Haddock chowder.
In the tub.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. But have you not seen the food-based shower gels then?
I've seen the like different ones. I've not seen chocolate one.
Yeah, you need to have a look. They have chocolate and all sorts. I can't be doing with it. It just winds me up. Why? It's like you come out, you're starving. You have a shower, you're like, right, let's go and eat everything out of the cupboard. Do you know what I mean? That might be why I has to sell it, actually, think about it. They sell more shopping then.
Yeah.
You go in the shower, have a you know, scampi and egg shower gel. Get out, you want a big breakfast. Oh, it's genius.
Scampi and egg.
Scampi and egg shower.
Where do you even come up with this?
Scampi and egg shower.
So Neil, what do you always buy the best quality of?
Marmite. Alpen.
Is there a poor quality Marmite?
Bovril. Some people use Bovril like they do Marmite, like spread it on the bread. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Might just be me looking at your face. The other one is Alpen. Alpen muesli. Nothing else comes close to Alpen muesli. You know, if you want muesli, Alpen is your man. Alpen original.
Yeah.
I'm saying original because that's what I buy, but I don't know if there's any other bits. I don't know. Alpen unsweetened? Get out of here. No way. I want sweetened.
I'm not a fan of muesli.
No. Well, what about Jack Daniels? Jack Daniels
whiskey. Oh, the cheap versions of like rip-offs of Jack Daniels are terrible, aren't they?
Jack Daniels whiskey, I'd buy that. What's other suggestions on there and who from?
Let's see. Let's go through a few. We have Dark Lord has come up with Hookers.
Fair.
Yeah, back to the brothel subject.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said, coffee and tea bags GHS has come up with.
Yes, yes, yes. What's your favourite coffee? What coffee do you buy?
I have several different appliances for coffee.
This is ridiculous. Instant then, James.
Instant.
Kenko Red. I'll answer it for you.
I think it's Kenko we get.
Kenko Red. You've got to be red. It can't be blue. Kenko Red. You get the red one?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Kenko Red. This is how I make the perfect coffee with Kenko Red. You ready? You get a massive spoon of Kenko Red. Put it in your cup first. Yeah. Two sugars heaped in your cup. Then you put the teaspoon in your cup and you lean it up against the side of the cup.
Yeah.
And then you get your milk out of the fridge. All right. And then you fill it up to the top of the round bit on the spoon.
All right. Okay.
Stir it up. Put it in the microwave while your kettle's boiling. Not too long, otherwise it'll boil over. Right, and then you take it out.
What lengths are you going to for coffee?
It literally takes seconds. Takes seconds, James. Right, so you take it out. It takes seconds. So you take it out of your microwave, and then you fill it up with boiling water. You stir anti-clockwise for probably about 12 times, and then you do, and then you put it in. Then you put your spoon in the sink, and you consume your coffee.
Right,
Kenko Red. That's the perfect way to make a cup of coffee.
That's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Owlstalk.co.uk. Proof that giving the general public a voice is a really bad idea.
So this is the thread that we're talking about in the dressing room section on owlstalk.co.uk. Yeah, and yeah. What's it called again, the thread? Remind me.
This is, what do you always buy the best quality of?
Right, okay. So let's have a scoot down that. Who else has contributed and what have they said?
Kate has said cheese, eggs and shampoo.
Shampoo again, see? Shampoo.
Yeah.
They also do food-based shampoos.
Indeed.
Okay, cheese. What are you saying about cheese? What do you buy?
I'm just a red cheese kind of guy, me.
I don't think you can buy cheap cheese. I've never seen it. Have you?
Well, all cheese in supermarkets, cheap cheese, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's a nonsense reply.
But
from
you can
Kate.
Get expensive cheese that is supposedly very nice, which I'm not a fan of.
I think she's... I don't know if she is, right? I'm speaking on behalf of Kate here, but I think she might be talking about cream cheese or spreadable cheese.
Right.
Right, because there is very, very cheap spreadable cheese, James. I don't know if you've seen this out in the wilderness, but it's out there.
I'm not a fan of spreadable cheese either.
Why? You freak.
It's just horrible.
Not even on that, like, cardboard stuff that you can buy, that Kleenex. What's
oh,
called
God,
it?
Don't talk to me about that Ryvita stuff.
Ryvita, yeah, not Kleenex. Ryvita. Yeah.
Get some proper food in you.
No, you can get like Ryvita with bits on it, right? Little bits and knobbly bits and stuff, and then put some cream cheese on it.
Oh, God, Neil, you've gone to the dark side.
Dairy. No, it's nice. It's very crumbly, though. Like, it's not, you can't lay down on your sofa bed, right, on your back and eat it without getting crumbs down.
Why are you laid on your sofa bed?
For eating the Kleenex Ryvita and cream cheese. You can't do it. It's impossible. It's so crumbly. I don't like crumbly food. I don't like flaky pastry, James, while we're at it.
Flaky pastry.
So you can take...
Oh, pastry, right?
Yeah.
I don't like pies that say that they're pies, and all it is a dish with some wet meat at the bottom and just a pie crust on
yes.
the top.
In fact, right, any restaurant out there that serves food in a dish, forget it.
It's not a pie.
Forget it. It's not a pie. That's ridiculous. I hate it. I refuse to buy anything twice that comes to me like that. If I go to a restaurant or a bistro, shall we say?
Yes.
Or like one of them pubs that cooks food. What are they called?
A food gastro pub.
Yeah, a gastro pub. If it comes in a dish, I'm not interested. Forget it.
But to be fair, you can only go to places twice, can't you?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
And
well,
the second time's to apologise.
let me back in. Let me back in. I want one of more of your dishy pies.
Why did you do that, start that off in a Scottish accent again?
That wasn't Scottish. That was a high-pitched, excitable plea. It was a plea for forgiveness.
It sounded Scottish to me, Neil.
No, it was a plea for forgiveness. One more on this best quality.
Condoms. That's from Copperberg.
How many condoms does he buy? Well, I bet it's him with the haddock chowder. I bet you it is. It's got to be, isn't it? He's filling them up with food and flinging them at people for money.
Oh dear.
So yeah, that was an interesting thread. That I think that's going to bubble on for quite some time.
Indeed.
People have got their own ideas on stuff like that, haven't they?
Yes.
Right then, James. So I think it's time for...
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owls Talk News.
Over to you.
I love your news there, Neil.
Go on.
What is the news? I've not...
Have we figured out what this is?
I still don't know what this section is.
I'll tell you what the news is, right? This is genuine news, this, James. Yeah. It's just coming in. Well, it's not, because it's always been here since last week, but we haven't got Alan Biggs yet. It's not like he's been elusive either, because he agreed straight away to do it.
Yeah.
But I forgot again, because I've just had the busiest week this week. Most of it I've spent drunk.
So, if we do a regular interview section, Neil, our regular interview sections are going to be like once every 10 weeks or something, aren't they, at this rate?
No, I promise, listeners, I will secure Alan Biggs' interview maybe this week. Maybe. I've got a busy week on again.
See, he does have a lot to talk about. We need to get him on.
All right.
God. Do it, Neil.
Well, okay. Alan, if you're listening...
He seemed like he was ready to talk to you last week.
There and then.
Straight after you sent him that tweet.
I know, and then I got, like, pulled away on other stuff, and, you know, I'm a busy man. I will get him, though, because I'm really desperate to talk to him and get him on the podcast. Yeah. I'll get my portable device and go and interview him somewhere quiet.
Although we do have actual Owls Talk news, Neil. Being serious.
Okay, one second then.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. This is Owls Talk News.
You're not allowed to laugh at this bit, Neil. This is serious.
God. Go on then.
Why can people stop dying now, please?
Oh. Why have we lost another member?
Yes. Carl G. Do you remember Carl G?
Yeah, serious talk.
This. I like Carl G. Carl Rahn, he was called. And he was on Owls Talk in the early days.
Right, from the very start of the site, I think.
Yeah.
Or straight after.
Now, I don't think he's posted for about 4 years.
Yeah.
But he was regular on Twitter. And
yeah.
When I was doing Twitter for the club, he used to always talk to me on Twitter for the club.
Very, very, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Always got on really well with him.
Unfortunately, he passed away last week.
Yeah,
at the age of 55.
And that's no age, as they say. Yeah. Sad times, that.
Yeah.
Sad times. We're going to miss him. He was, like you say, he was on social media quite a bit amongst the Sheffield Wednesday fan circles. So probably everybody that's on Twitter who follows the club or has anything to do with Sheffield Wednesday, who's on Owls Talk, will have come across him at some point, maybe even
definitely.
Without realising it.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of the nicest guys.
That's sad. And also Toomey, who was one of the Rotherham Owls. We've heard that he's passed away as well this week.
That's sad again. So he was well known as on the Rotherham coaches and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He worked in the bus station at Rotherham, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, sad times.
Yeah, good shout though, James, giving a mention to those chaps, because you know, people are missing him already.
Yeah, now try and be funny again, Neil.
Yeah.
Online at
owlstalk.co.uk.
You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Do you use amazon.co.uk?
I do.
Right. There's a lot of stuff on there that's like fake.
Yes, there is.
Isn't there? So yeah. Like, you know, like the GoPro cameras and the memory cards and stuff like that. There's loads of them that are fake. So
yeah.
Like, I don't trust buying off Amazon.
I think if you're buying off Amazon and it's fulfilled by Amazon, it's generally all right. But if it's a marketplace seller on Amazon, which can be hidden away.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell what's what with them these days. So it's like, I just don't trust it. I don't trust Amazon. The reason I ask, right, is because I've got this new idea for a device that I think would be very interesting, James.
I wonder what that is, Neil.
Right, get this right. I think this could be a million seller. Do you remember Reader Johnson?
Yes.
Right, really nice guy.
Top guy.
Really nice guy. Spoke to him loads of times. He always had time to talk to us. When we did the Sheffield Wednesday fan cam, he came on the fan cam and like, had an interview on there without being there.
Yeah.
I was going to say without being asked, but that'd be rude, wouldn't it? If he just piled in and started talking. Imagine that.
Yeah, he's one of the players when I worked at the club. If you needed anything doing, you know, like an appearance or something for the community or an interview or whatever,
yeah,
he was Mr. Dependable, he'd do it all the time. Some players would be like, oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You'd walk up to Reader, he'd be smiling at you as you're walking up to him anyway.
Yeah.
And you'd say, Reader, would you mind doing this? Yes, of course. And he'd enthusiastically run to you and do it.
He loved our club, didn't he? He loved Sheffield Wednesday.
Still does.
He posted a photo, was it to Coventry fans?
Yeah.
Of him in a Sheffield Wednesday shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the Coventry fans were slagging him off for coming to Hillsborough for a match.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. So anyway, I thought, in his next few years, what he might do is he might write like an autobiography or something about his time at Hillsborough.
Yeah.
Maybe with Alan Biggs writing it with him, because he does a lot of like football books, doesn't he?
I did the one with Lee Bullen, one with Brian Laws.
Brian Laws, yeah. So, yeah. So
this is why we should get him for an interview, Neil.
Well, I'm going. I will do. So, yeah. So, I'm thinking, right, my device to put on Amazon.co.uk. Do you see them Kindle things?
Yes.
Forget them, right? This is new, right?
Right, act like you're talking to Dragon's Den now, Neil.
Okay, right. So, you be Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah, you got to pitch it.
Okay, we'll be Duncan Bannatyne then.
Okay.
Hello, Duncan.
Aye.
Top of the day to you. Turning to Terry Wogan.
Reader's not Irish.
I don't believe it. Right, so, I'm not going to do Reader's voice.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say it in my voice.
Okay, right.
Hello, Duncan.
I'm out.
Come on, play properly.
Okay, right.
Right. Hello, Duncan. My name's Neil, and I've got a new product I'd like to show to you on Dragon's Den today.
Fantastic. What is it?
That's Andy Gray. Smashing the doors in. Try not to be Andy Gray. Try and be Duncan Bannatyne this time. Right, okay, right. Hello, Dragons. Hello, Duncan. I've got this new advanced device that I'd like to show you that I'm going to put on Amazon.
Good. What is it?
It's a reader. Right?
Right. Okay.
And it's a handy device that gives you fast and easy access to Reader Johnson's writings and his autobiographies and his musings.
And how much has Reader Johnson written?
This is the worst accent ever.
I don't get your question. It's a reader, Duncan. So it's like, what we're going to do is we're going to put it on Amazon, and then everything that Reader writes, you can access quickly and conveniently on one device. So forget your Kindles, you don't need that. His writings probably aren't going to be available on Kindle, it'll be exclusive to the reader. A bit like that Tidal that Jay-Z's launched with his music, do you know what I mean? So this is an exclusive, Duncan, and we're going to price it reasonably on Amazon, and we're going to sell it only on Amazon.
Right.
So what do you think?
So give me a demonstration of what Reader has written in his reader.
It's the reader, Duncan. God,
what am I reading on the reader?
Whatever he writes, it's the reader.
Such as.
It's the reader. Jesus, do you want it or not? Good God, do you want?
I'd love you to go on Dragon's Den.
I would. I'd be like, you're not taking me seriously, Duncan. Is he still on it?
No.
Who's on it now? Just some nondescripts.
I don't know.
The best dragons have gone. So yeah, a reader, James. What do you reckon? It's literally the fastest and most convenient way and the only way you've got of reading anything that Reader writes.
I think it's got a very limited audience, and why wouldn't he just write something and put it on Kindle?
Do you know who's endorsed it? Should I tell you who's endorsed it? The lead singer of Fairground, what do you call them, who sang Perfect?
Attraction.
Fairground Attraction. The lead singer of Fairground Attraction has endorsed my reader.
Would that be Carol Reader?
Eddie Reader, because she did one similar about Eddie Grant's writings and everything that he wrote after Rock Down to Electric Avenue.
Yes.
Hers is called the Eddie Reader. Mine's called... It's... You're not ready for the Eddie Reader. You want the reader. That's what I'm saying. What do you think? We could stop it in the Megastore. So honestly, James, every time you write something, we get it first. Well, it's the only way to read it.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's a winner.
Would it be like instant updates? Would it be like Reader's Twitter in the palm of your hands? But he's not on Twitter anymore. He's just writing through this.
You've spoiled it now.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Hello, James. I'm Samido.
Oh, I've done it again.
No, take it seriously, because this is a serious section of the show. Like, I took your serious bit serious. Are you ready? Hello, James. I am Samido. Welcome to Samido's supermarket. Would you like to buy some sausages? I think Samido's would be an unbeatable name for a supermarket. You know, like Aldi and Tesco's, forget it. Samido's. I'm going to Samido's.
I'm going to Samido's.
What do you think?
Where has this come from?
I just thought of it the other day, right? I was sat, like, having some munchies, and I'm thinking, if you know, like, names of supermarkets, they're all going, like, weird, like Lidl and Aldi, aren't they? There's no, like, traditional names anymore, you know what I mean? Like, Arkwright's and stuff. And I thought, Samido's would be a good one. Samido's. I could see him, like, retiring into supermarketry and, like, and selling stuff. What do you think?
I'm glad that you're looking out for our promotion-winning team's post-retirement options.
It could have a concession in the megastore. It could have a little corner, couldn't it, with its own till, right? And you walk around these little aisles in Samido's supermarket.
It could have that little island bit in the megastore that nobody ever uses.
It could, but people are actually allowed to go in it and walk around it, right? And the goods are on the outside on the shelf bit, on the counter.
Yeah.
And you walk in it, Samido's supermarket, and you walk around it, and then you walk out, and he's on the till. He's actually on the till, and he's like, hello, welcome to Samido's supermarket.
Does he say that to every customer?
Yeah, because it's customer service.
Yeah.
What do you think? Samido's, it's a good name for a supermarket.
And this entire whole thing has come from you just thinking Samido's is a name for a supermarket?
Yes.
Oh, your brain works in brilliant ways.
Hey, I'll tell you what you could stock. I'll tell you what you could stock the reader.
Oh, my God.
Fuck off, Bez.
What do you think? Samido's supermarket stocking the reader. Come on.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday fan that I know would go to Samido's, every single one of them, and they would all buy a reader if it was on sale. I think the megastore's getting things terribly, horribly wrong. And we've spoke about it before, that people are offered tat. Let's offer him a reader in Samido's supermarket concession bit in the corner of the megastore.
What other things is he going to stock in his supermarket?
Socks.
Samido's sock supermarket.
Yeah, well, it's not purely socks, James, because, like...
And a reader.
How many people buy the socks on the... replica kit, do you know? Because, like, I've seen them stock, they're like 20 quid for a pair of socks,
yeah,
James.
Yeah, not that many.
Do they price it out, like, because they can't be asked stocking them and they just want to make sure nobody buys them? Because, like, they were so expensive for a pair of socks.
Yeah.
It's almost the same price as a shirt.
That should actually be in the thread of what would you pay more for better quality of socks.
That weren't the name of the thread. That was what do you buy the best quality of?
Yeah.
So we need to start a new thread then.
But you can add this into it. Socks. Good socks.
Oh,
forget about holes in your socks. Buy some quality ones.
I tell you who does buy quality socks, James. Keith Skews! We found out a bit about Keith Skews this week, haven't we?
Do you know what he keeps his quality socks in?
Go on.
Which is also his nickname, apparently, according to Wikipedia. And I'm sure that nobody's just winding us up and editing his Wikipedia page, because that...
You have just put the idea into my head. So straight after this podcast recording, I am there.
According to Wikipedia, Keith Skews' nickname is Cardboard Shoes.
Oh.
Keith Skews!
Cardboard Shoes!
I'll be honest, that sounded like we'd rehearsed that. We'd just like sat in my kitchen rehearsing that. It even was harmonied. It was harmonied up to the hilt.
Like we would rehearse anything ever.
Keith Skews. So what we're saying then, Keith Skews.
He's, you tried to get hold of him, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to his website and I sent him an email, but as soon as you click submit, it goes, website doesn't exist anymore.
Oh,
I hope he's all right. I'm worried about Keith Skews.
Is still alive according to his Wikipedia.
Is he? Yeah, but we've already suggested that his Wikipedia can't be trusted. We need to hunt this Keith Skews down.
Keith Skews!
We need to hunt him down and make sure he's alright, James.
And get him to do some jingles.
Yes. that would be ace, wouldn't it? No. Should we do that?
Yes.
I want Alan Biggs to do us a jingle as well. I'll ask him nicely. Because I tell you, has done one.
Now back to Neil and James for the rest of the Owl Stalk podcast.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has done us a jingle. What do you think?
It's definitely Donald Trump.
It's definitely him.
Yeah.
Hello, all you Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. Donald Trump here. You are listening to the Owl Stalk podcast.
Shut up. Yeah. So yeah.
Have you been in the politics section lately to look at the Trump thread?
No, I didn't. I didn't. The politics is like annoying, isn't it?
It's actually unwinding itself in that thread because Trump is obviously winning loads of these primaries and stuff.
Yeah.
And so Ibo, who everyone thinks was a complete tosser at the beginning,
yeah,
is actually winning everyone at the minute.
So he's right.
At the moment, he won't be
bangers,
right.
Trumper.
Just put that over the top of your voice because I don't care about politics.
Oh, shut up now. Okay, go.
Okay, last one.
And now, it's the Owl's Talk Post of the Week.
Over to you, James, for the post of the week.
The post of the week is also in line with Steve's updates.
Oh, go on then. Tell us more.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the jingle for Steve's updates.
I don't think it's not my jingles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is. Hang on.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At all said.
Go on.
Right, so this was Friday, I think.
Yes.
Steve's Chesterfield Training Ground diary.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Chesterfield Training Ground.
Yeah.
Thursday, Chesterfield Training Ground.
Is this it?
And then, Steve's update. I am going back my week diary for next week. It not working, split my diary up.
Split his diary up?
So then, literally a minute later, a new post.
Yeah.
Steve's diary. Today, horse riding.
Yes.
Tuesday, Chesterfield Training Ground. Wednesday, horse riding.
Oh.
Thursday, Chesterfield Training Ground.
Oh.
Horse riding.
I've just had the best idea. If we can get Steve to get onto Puddle, his horse, and ride it onto Muddle, and ride it onto the Chesterfield Training Ground.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
How good would that be to see Steve Basford riding around that? That'd be hilarious. Get some photos of that.
Yes.
Probably also be criminal, so we won't advocate it. It would be fun. It would be fun. So, James, anyway, listen, we've got to go soon, okay?
Yeah.
It's time for the final feature that we've been waiting for the last hour and 5 minutes of this podcast.
Speak for yourself.
This is the longest podcast ever made. Unbelievable. Okay, ready? This is the big quiz question of the week. And I need to just...
It's time for the Owlstalk podcast big quiz question.
James?
Yes?
Is Forestieri hairy or stary? There's no right answer. Well, there is. Is Forestieri, and I've wrote it really well on my whiteboard with a big S... For some reason. Is Forestieri hairy or stary?
It's a good question. It is actually quite the conundrum because he's not really that hairy and he's not really that stary, is he?
Which one is he, James? Is Forestieri hairy or... Come on, play along. Is he hairy or is he stary?
Well, he doesn't have a beard. I'm going to go for stary.
No, he's hairy. He is. He's very... This is a little known fact, but Forestieri is very, very hairy. He's got a hairy back. It looks like a carpet tile, James. It's looked like someone's sellotaped a carpet tile of some shag pile onto his back. That's a little known fact, but it's true.
I think this should be a poll on the site.
What, is he hairy or stary?
Yeah.
I was going to say, is he scary like Mary? But he's clearly not scary. He's a nice guy. But he is hairy. But he's not very stary.
He's not either of those.
He's not stary. Have you ever seen a stary photo from him? No.
I'm going to do Google Images now.
All right. Well, you won't find a stary photograph or a scary one. He's a nice guy. He's just a bit hairy. It's true. So anyway, I'll leave you to look at Google Images. It's time for us to clear off. Yep. Thank you for listening to episode number 8. Is this 8?
8, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you for listening. Log on to owlstalk at www. In fact, should we get Donald Trump to say it?
Yes.
Hang on then.
Hello, all you Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. Donald Trump here. You are listening to the Owlstalk podcast. I have a plan. My plan is to build a huge wall around Bramall Lane, with a big wall with guns that fire scotch eggs. Now back to Neil and James for the rest of the Owlstalk podcast.
Wait.
I'm going now to log on to the Sheffield Wednesday fan forums over at owlstalk.co.uk.
Why does he say CO? That's annoying.
He's American. He doesn't know what co is.
I want my money back off Donald Trump for that jingle, because he's done it wrong.
You paid him for it.
It's owlstalk.co.uk. Yes. What do you think about his plan to build a big wall around Bramall Lane and fire scotch eggs at him?
It's ingenious.
It is.
Needs to be done.
We will fire scotch eggs at the Blades fans who are walled up inside Bramall Lane. I think that's genius.
Yes.
Okay.
Wasn't there a rumour that when somebody was building one of the stands at Bramall Lane, it was built by Wednesday fans who peed in the mortar?
Yeah, they did more than that. Apparently, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So it's time for us to go. Where can people find us, James?
Obviously the website, but do go on to iTunes and subscribe and rate and review.
Have we had any more reviews?
We're up to 43 ratings now.
Amazing. Thank you to everyone that's rated us on iTunes, and thank you to everyone that's done a review, because we know it takes a lot of mental capacity and time and focus and concentration.
There's a lot of funny ones on there now.
Yeah, there is.
It is getting amusing, so go on and read them.
We might have to do a prize for the best 5-star funny review.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dan not Bannon's Nanan's Caravan.
Is that his name?
He said, if I had paid money for this, I would be asking for my money back, but I haven't, so I will say this. As a top poster on Owls Talk, I feel I'm qualified to say that this is the best Owls Talk-based podcast currently available.
That's true.
It is true.
That's true.
Give it a listen now, you won't be disappointed, or you could just go to Asda and do a bit of shopping.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I bet he's the one that will buy Reader's Reader. Reader.
From Smeeda's Supermarket.
Yeah, from Smeeda's Supermarket. I bet you. He sounds like the kind of chap that would encourage us there and support my ideas.
Indeed.
Okay, so it's time for us to go. We'll see you on iTunes. We'll see you on YouTube if you want to watch it on there, but don't. It's rubbish. And we'll see you on owlstalk.co.uk. See you later.
Bye.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Shit. I don't think I pressed record through any of that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.